Eric have spoken about the N1500. Mm-hmm. And the N1500 was not only a basic video recorder, it had a receiving part. Mm-hmm. And still, I was in the other factory where we have developed the radio recorder, and he was in the Bandgerätewerk. So they made the video recorder part, and the receiving part was developed from me as a group leader. Mm-hmm. And so in principle, it was TV technology regarding the receiving part. What we had to add was an antenna amplifier, because we had to supply from the antenna as well signals for the video recorder part, so for the receiving part, as well for the TV part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also we needed a modulator to supply the signal back to the TV. Mm-hmm. This was a new product. And this modulator was developed in Eindhoven, and in principle in today gems, it is very easy. It is a double balanced mixer. Mm-hmm. And this IC there was operated on 600 megahertz. And we had
UHF.
And it was the first product with such a high frequency of operating mm-hmm. Modulator for TV signals for home use. Yeah. And all the TVs in that time, that was 1972, yes, they had no HEC system, no automatic frequency control for tuning. Hmm. So we had very stringent demands regarding the stability. And the oscillator in this modulator was a whole round, what is it? A cavern oscillator, strip line technology. It was a metal box mm-hmm. and no coil. It was a metal strip as for the coil. I don't mm-hmm. know the right word in English. Yeah. Also, it was a very stable oscillator. You can see the stability mechanically, yeah, mm-hmm. because it was total in copper and with silver and so on. Mm-hmm. The stability was smaller than 100 kilohertz deviation for a frequency or temperature range of about 30 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Today it is not so stringent because also TVs have automatic frequency control.
Mm-hmm.
And another point is very interesting from the times as we appeared on the market with video recorders, because and it's a friend in Eindhoven that has given the name for the video signal. He said the playback signal of a video recorder is a mechanical TV signal. That's very interesting. Because the time frame depends upon the mechanical stability of the tape deck. You have the wobbling of the head disk, you have the wobbling of the tape transport, wow and flutter. So the signal is not stable mm-hmm. Regarding time stability. Yeah? MPEX, for instance, no problem. They have a time-based corrector and so on. But in these simple products, you have no room in price for a time-based corrector. Mm-hmm. And therefore, two men, Mr. Kyle and I, was active in whole Europe, visiting all TV manufacturers, because the TVs from that time, they had always a button for the VCR channel. Hmm. And this VCR channel had a changed time constant of the vertical phase lock loop, of the horizontal phase lock loop.
Mm-hmm.
This was really necessary. Today not, because all the phase-locked loops for the horizontal frequency mm-hmm. are switched automatically to a lower time constant mm-hmm. if the signal strength is good enough. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And so you will not have any effect of this. You can take every channel or every receiving frequency or every program place, you can supply signals from a VCR to that. But in that times it was not easy because the TV manufacturers are in a such strong position.